Let's visit now with Josh Richardson, who will join us now out of Edmond Santa Fe High School in beautiful Edmond, Oklahoma, 6'5", 185 pounds. Josh, first of all, great day to you. Congratulations on your recent decision to join Tennessee. And how have you felt since making it official, my friend?
I felt good about it. I felt confident about my decision as soon as I made it. So I'm just excited to sign these papers and get it done.
Absolutely, which is what you've done, and congratulations to you on doing so. Let me read something on you. I found a scouting report online on you, and I want to see if you agree with this, okay?
Okay.
It says, Richardson plays the game at a fierce pace and never takes a playoff when on the floor. Do you plead guilty or not guilty to that charge?
Oh, definitely guilty. I mean, I've always been told that I played hard since I was real little, when I wasn't very good, so I figured if I played hard, I'd be getting on the floor. And so that's my philosophy going into this year.
Going out there and going through the motions. That's just not your makeup, huh, Josh, if I'm hearing you right?
No, not at all.
Well, let me read you something else here. Josh's length allows him to wreak havoc on the defensive end of the floor by challenging shots, deflecting passes, getting tips on dribble penetration. Guilty or not guilty, Josh?
Guilty.
Tell me about it.
Well, our wingspan is 6'10", so
wow.
I try to use that to my advantage. So, and usually I'm guarding smaller guys or guys the same size as me, so I always try to get them involved.
Josh goes after rebounds, this snapshot of you says, and is quick off the floor with his jump to gather tough boards. So you're not afraid to mix it up either when it comes to getting loose balls?
No, not at all.
Man, I love you. You're going to grab long rebounds and push the ball yourself in transition to make a play and score or to get a teammate, set a teammate up for an open shot. Your game, it sounds like you're a very athletic, unafraid basketball player who's got a motor. Where is your ceiling in terms of improvement?
Well, any high school player going into college, I feel should always have to work on strength and quickness because everybody in college is just strong and fast. So I feel like there, and 3-point shooting is always a key. So I feel
yep.
like that can improve too.
Let me read what this little thing says about your weaknesses. It says you got to improve your jump shot out to the stripe. You plead guilty or not guilty to that?
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to plead guilty, but I've been
okay.
working on it every day, so it's getting
sure.
a lot better. And this year, my senior year of high school, I shot 35% from three, so it's getting better. Oh, 36.
Hey,
my coach
hey,
is right next to me, so.
There you go. Hey, a percentage point matters, you know? And
yeah.
And the bottom line is, that's something that can be corrected through hard work. Now, from that part of your game, you being so athletic, and I would imagine up until this year, and probably if you wanted to even this year, you could probably run and jump and dunk the ball over most people you play. Is that right, that you play with in high school?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so you almost have to force yourself to sit out there and shoot the ball and refine that, seriously, and refine that area of your game. I mean, would that be correct?
Yeah, that's pretty accurate.
Okay. Another one of your weaknesses, according to this thing here, and we all have them, by the way, says that you must improve on cutting and moving without the basketball so you can become an even more effective scorer. Do you think that is a proper evaluation of you?
Probably from places they've seen me play some games that, like, AAU ball is not really cutting from anyone. But
I think
I cut some, but you can always cut more. I see open lanes, but just don't take them sometimes.
What do you like playing better, AAU ball or school ball?
AAU ball. Because it's easier to score. Because in school ball, every time I catch the ball, there's 10 eyes just staring at me. So everybody else collapses every time I touch it. So it's a little bit easier at AAU, and it's a little bit more free.
In school ball, the way I look at it is, I mean, I could be wrong, but give me your thoughts. I think school ball is more like what you're going to face the next level. Don't you think?
Yeah, I do. It's definitely scoreable in high school ball, but I don't know. It just seems to come a little bit easier than AAU, but I can score either way.
Here's the bottom line on this thing I'm reading here, and I want your thoughts. It says Josh has the potential to play all three perimeter positions at the next level due to his length and quickness. Do you think that you could play all three perimeter positions, including point guard, if need be?
Yes, I do. Every year in high school, I've actually played a different position. So this year, I play point guard. So it should be a pretty easy transition.
Why Tennessee? What impressed you about? Because you had a pretty interesting list of schools. You had some real opportunities there here late in spring. Why Tennessee?
Well, with the whole coaching change, I've known Coach Martin since I was a sophomore. He's recruited me since I was a sophomore. So I knew him a lot better than all the other coaches. And I went out there, and I liked the campus, and I liked the city. I liked all the people I saw, and it was just a really good vibe there. And I felt like, I mean, if I'm going to live somewhere, I think I could live there. So I think it should be a pretty good fit.
I think you made a good decision, and I think you're also going to be in a spot here where you come in, you work on your game, you're getting an opportunity to play pretty early. Is that important to you?
Yeah, it is, but I mean, I'm not really worried about where or what I do. I just want to be on the floor and contribute to our efforts to win games.
I like you. You know, a lot of young people I talk to come at it from the standpoint of, I'm going to come on campus, I'm going to be the man, I'm going to run, and you know, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And you're saying, hey, look, I'm going to take this as it comes. I appreciate that. Where do you get that level head? Where does that come from, Josh?
Both my parents. They always, growing up, I was always pretty good or whatever, but they always made sure that I stayed grounded. Like, after I play a good game, they're just like, okay, forget about it. There's another game in a couple of days. And I've always been the man, but a couple of years in AAU, coming in, I played for new teams, so nobody really knew me. So I just had to figure out, get in where I fit in. And I guess that's where I learned that mainly.
Well, you sound like a mature young man, and your parents obviously did an excellent job with you, and you know, I say praise God for great parents, man, because not everybody's blessed to have both and to have good parents. And hey, I hope you have a great day, and it was a pleasure talking with you. Hey, let me ask you something on the way out. Who are you cheering for in the NBA playoffs besides Oklahoma City? You cheering for the Thunder?
You know, Oklahoma City is my team, but besides them, Chicago. I always grew up liking the Chicago Bulls.
Oh, they're great. I'll tell you what, man, Kevin Durant, we saw him a couple times. Tennessee had some classic games with Texas when he was there. And there was one game in Thompson Bowling Arena where he came in and just balled out. I'm sure you'll learn about this game when you get on campus. But he was Tennessee was down, I think, double digits with about 5 minutes left, and just went on. Chris Lofton went on a shooting spree against them. But Kevin Durant is one of the best players I've ever seen live, and I've seen several Hall of Fame basketball players. That guy is so talented. He's incredible,
he
isn't he?
He is.
Who's going to win it this year? What do you think?
I hope the Thunder, but as much as I hate to say it, probably the Lakers again, if they can all stay healthy.
Yeah, they're old. I agree with that. I tell you, one team I don't think's going to get there, I don't think the Miami Heat will be there. I don't believe it.
I think they need to get their chemistry together. That's a lot of it. But they seem to be coming together now. Get some good inside play. It's the biggest deal.
You know what, though, man? My 76ers, they'll make anybody look like they got their chemistry together. Hey, Josh, on the way out, man, are you planning on coming up and playing in the Rocky Top League? Have you decided on what you're going to do there?
I've heard about it a lot. I don't really know much about it, but I plan to come out in end of June probably. So.
Okay, yes, you'll be here. Okay. All right, man. Well, listen, hey, play in that if you get the opportunity. I'm going to tell you, it's incredible. I mean, it's summer league basketball, but you get 3,000 or 4,000, 5,000 people, a couple thousand anyway. I like to exaggerate. A couple thousand people in it just packing a gym in the middle of the summer. And you should see the way people turn out for this thing. People really love their basketball here. I think you're really going to enjoy playing here. And, hey, thanks for taking some time for us today, man.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right, great talking to you. Man, I'll tell you what. Josh Richardson, ladies and gentlemen, meet and greet Josh Richardson as we take a brief time out and continue with more.